Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about the importance of looking back, sort of like hindsight, in the sense that when you look at the challenges that you confronted in the past, they can inform and enable you to better succeed in the present with regard to real estate investing. With that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So talk to us about looking back.
Well, you know, we've all probably have heard or been told, or maybe even we live by the mantra, hey, never look back. The past is the past, it's behind us, and you've got to continue to move forward, which I'll admit, I don't disagree with that approach. I don't disagree with that approach to life or that approach to your real estate investing business. However, there comes a time when you can learn from the past and you can find value in looking back, especially as a real estate investor and as a business owner. And that's what I want to talk about today. So many times as a real estate investor throughout your career, you're going to face some challenges. And specifically in the context of today, I want to talk about the challenges that you will face as a real estate investor that are completely inherent in markets or markets in which you invest. And what I mean is, there will come a time, if you stay at it long enough, building your real estate investing business and buying and selling and flipping and holding, whatever it is you might do with real estate investments, whether they're single-family houses or condos or townhouses or duplexes, whatever they might be, you're going to find yourself in different levels of market conditions. And some market conditions will be better than others, admittedly. But you will definitely find yourself hitting some challenging markets if you stay at it long enough. You know, real estate is a cyclical industry, and there are ups and there are downs. And if you stick around long enough as a real estate investor, you're going to experience them all, the ups, the downs, and the in-betweens. And what's important, though, is that as you survive the ups and survive the downs, at some point you take the time to look back and reflect on some of the challenges you've faced and take away the learnings that are inherent within those challenges. And, you know, I'll speak from my experience here in Dallas, Texas as a real estate investor. Right now, we are in a incredibly competitive real estate investing market. There's a tremendous influx of people moving to the Dallas market. You know, the jobs are good, the economy is great, the weather's good, the educational opportunities. There's a lot of different reasons that we're seeing a population boom. And what that's done is, you know, obviously home prices have increased as our supply of homes has tightened, and our demand for homes has increased. You know, fundamental characteristics of economies. An increasing demand results in a decreasing supply and ultimately drives prices up. And with all of that, the competition among us investors, real estate investors, investing in single-family homes here in Dallas, it's become incredibly competitive. And to that, a lot of real estate investors are really frustrated right now in this market and in many other similar markets around the United States where the economies are booming and the housing supplies have shortened and the demands have increased for those houses. And it's very easy to get frustrated. And if you're not in one of those markets today, You very well may be in the very near future. So it's time to get prepared for that. If you're not experiencing it today, get prepared for what you may experience tomorrow. And how do you prepare yourself for that? Or how do you even behave, more importantly, if you find yourself in that market now, that highly competitive market where investors are clawing for every opportunity they can get to purchase homes and fix them and flip them or buy them and hold them and rent them? Well, first and foremost, from my perspective and my experience here in Dallas, where, like I said, the market is hyper-competitive right now, and it's incredibly challenging for investors to not only find homes that are good investment opportunities, but to actually purchase them is even more challenging for a variety of different reasons. And what you've got to do is, first off, you got to look back, like we mentioned earlier. And, well, what does that mean? I rarely look back. What do I do if I do decide to look back? Well, for that investor in that competitive market, look back at those past leads that you didn't buy. And those may be a month ago. Those may be 6 months ago. They may be a year ago. They may be 3 years ago. But for myself, I find myself going back to leads that I visited with months ago or years ago. And those are leads that I didn't buy the house. And those are leads where I couldn't pay enough to meet that seller's objective. And it may have been an objective of they had a mortgage on that property that needed to be paid off in full before they could sell the house, and perhaps didn't exceed that mortgage or didn't exceed that mortgage by enough. Or perhaps that seller simply had an expectation, a number in mind that made them feel good about the sale of their house. And that if that number wasn't met, they simply weren't going to sell. Or maybe that past lead of mine that I had met with a month ago or a year ago and was unable to buy their property, maybe I just simply didn't meet their needs. They had a dollar amount and they had a concrete reason why they had to achieve that dollar amount in the sale of that home. It wasn't because of a mortgage. It wasn't because of some number that just made them feel good. It was because of a specific personal need that required them to sell that house for a specific number. And unfortunately, my offer didn't meet that number. Go back to those leads. And I encourage you, if you're not big on follow-up, now's the time to do it. If you find yourself in it, you can go back to those leads and you'll be surprised. With that changing competitive market that's driving you crazy and perhaps even frustrating you today because prices are so high and competition is so high and it's so difficult to buy, that same market that is causing you those challenges may allow you now to purchase many of those homes you didn't purchase in the past. Chances are your offer wasn't accepted by that seller in the past, and neither were the offers of your competitors at that time. But that market has changed now. You're perhaps able to pay more and meet that objective, meet that expectation, or meet that buyer's need. Just this week, I purchased a home from a lead that I originally visited 2 years ago, and my offer was insufficient, and I didn't get to purchase that house. Just this week, I went back to that same house, still owned by that same individual, and I was able to make a new offer based on new market conditions, and that offer was accepted. It met their need. It met their expectations. Same house, same lead, just a different market, a market presenting a lot of challenges, was actually the reason I was able to purchase that house. That market had driven up prices, driven up rents to the point where I was able to offer more for the same property and ultimately purchase that property. When it comes to looking back, you buy and hold investors, you've got a tremendous opportunity to look back also. And what I mean here is, that same market that's creating problems for you as an investor today and challenges and frustrations because it's prices are so high and homes are so limited, that same market for you buy and hold investor could be creating tremendous opportunities for you. And that opportunity is you may have underperforming rentals in your portfolio. Let's admit it. Most of us do. Maybe there was a house you didn't buy right, or maybe there's a rent that you didn't set correctly, and it's an underperforming rental that you know could do better and should do better. Well, these incredibly competitive markets, if you find yourself in one, they're pushing rents higher and higher, chances are. And this may very well be the opportunity for you to capitalize on those increasing rents. And on the next lease renewal of that property, raise that rent accordingly to better reflect the market and turn that underperforming rental into a high-performing rental. In the past year, with my own portfolio, as we've been renewing leases for tenants who are remaining, we've been implementing rent increases to better reflect the market. And our portfolio is performing so much better today than it did even just a year ago. And as we have tenants vacating properties and we're remarketing properties for new tenants, those rental increases are even more significant than those that we're imposing on existing residents. And at the end of the day, portfolio as a whole, in this market that frustrates us and challenges us, that same market, once again, is actually our friend in enabling us to turn underperforming rentals into high-performing rentals. And then finally, as a real estate investor, if you're faced with a challenging market that's frustrating you and got you down, look back. Look back at some of the assets, some of the investment properties that you currently hold. You may have an opportunity within those properties to really jumpstart your business. And what I mean is, chances are, especially if you're a buy and hold investor in a competitive market that's challenged right now by increasing prices and increasing demand and too many investors, you probably have assets in your portfolio that market that you may cuss and get frustrated with every day, that market has been hard at work creating equity in those assets as a result of the appreciation of those. That asset, if you look back at those properties that you purchased quite some time ago, they may have now accumulated some very attractive levels of equity, equity that you could use as a result of the appreciating market. And you could take that equity and convert it into capital. And that capital could then be used to purchase more houses or to increase your advertising, perhaps, to better compete in that highly competitive market that you found yourself in. We've refinanced several properties this year in 2017 based on this principle or based on this concept or finding. We've been able to pull right away what's created by a market that is very challenging right now and by a market that you would think isn't your friend. That same market has created that equity that we've been able to pull from several of our properties through the act of refinancing, and we've converted that equity into cash or capital that we've turned around and reinvested in our business, reinvested it in our advertising, which helps us to compete better in a highly competitive market, and we've reinvested it in more properties, which has enabled us to buy more properties confidently and quickly in a highly competitive market, where you've got to have confidence and you've got to have the ability to act quick. So ironically, that market that we thought was holding back our business, it's unlocked so many great opportunities for us as we look back. So if you find yourself in a market that's looking up, you know, don't let it get you down. Opportunities always lie within what we see currently as obstacles and challenges. Those opportunities are right beneath. And though you may live by the mantra of never look back, right now may be a perfect time for you as a real estate investor to do exactly that.
As always, great advice, Kevin. I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.